play at a pair of military bases in Kilinochi, the rebels' de facto capital they recently abandoned, are impressive displays of weapons, artillery guns, mortars, 4,000 bombs, rows of assault rifles, more than 6,000 hand grenades, nearly 3,000 improvised explosive devices, armored vehicles, and one tank. The weaponry is a portion of what the Army says is an impressive armament worth tens of millions of dollars seized from fleeing cadres of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam. According to the Army, their troops have recovered 100,000 small arms, 1 million rounds of ammunition, and nearly 30,000 landmines. The Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, known as the LTTE, also organized a fledgling Navy and Air Force. It is all evidence of the sophisticated international weapons smuggling network that allowed the Tamil rebels to wage war for more than a quarter century against the Sinhalese-dominated military. The commander of the 58th Division, Army Brigadier Shivendra Silva, says it is obvious the weapons came from many countries, but accurately identifying the sources is difficult.
By the time it reached LTT, they remove all those things. How can we tell that that particular country had sold? It would have gone to another country, gone from somewhere else. You know how smuggling is taking place. So it's very unfair for us to point and tell one country's name.
Military officials say some of the LTTE's arsenal was manufactured or modified locally. International arms analysts say the rebel arsenal originated in a number of countries, including Afghanistan, Cambodia, Greece, South Africa, Thailand, Turkey, North Korea, and Ukraine. In its latest annual report on terrorism, the U.S. State Department says the LTTE is funded in part through donations from Tamils living in North America, Europe, and Australia. It says Tamil charitable organizations are used as fronts, and funds collected are diverted to fight the Sri Lankan military and carry out acts of terrorism. A military offensive has now reduced the LTTE to a sliver of land less than 5 kilometers long on the northeast coast. A number of countries and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon have called for a ceasefire by both sides to allow trapped civilians to escape. Estimates of the number of civilians in jeopardy range to 100,000. In an interview with VOA News, Foreign Secretary Polita Kahona contends a ceasefire would primarily benefit a depleted enemy on the verge of defeat.
Demanding a ceasefire, as some of the international community have, they are only prolonging this conflict for another unlimited period of time, and also ensuring that the LTTE can recover, regroup, and keep on fighting.
Rebel statements accuse the military of using heavy weapons, despite a pledge not to fire shells or bomb the area. The LTTE also claims that the civilians with them have begun dying of starvation because the government will not allow adequate donated food into the no-fire zone. Sri Lanka accuses the rebels of holding the civilians as human shields. It terms its final military offensive here in the northern province the world's largest hostage rescue mission. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kilinochi, Sri Lanka.